When the joy of all hearts and desire of all eyes, in whom our chief refuge and confidence lies, the Protestant bulwark against all despair, has deprived us at once of herself and her heir. That hopeful young thing, begot by a king, and a queen whose perfections o'er all the world ring, a father whose courage no mortal can daunt, and a mother whose virtue no scandal can taint. When Geoffrey resigns up the purse and the mace, whose impudent arrogance gained him the place, when like Lucifer thrown from the height of his pride, and the knot of his villainy strangely untied, from the chancery bawling he turns a tarpaulin, men still catch at anything when they are falling, but to hasten his fate before he ever could scour, but was taken at Wapping and sent to the Tower. When Confessor Peters does yield up the game, and proves to the worst of religion a shame, when his cheating no more or our reason prevails, but is blasted like that of his true Prince of Wales, but 'twas his contrivance and our wise king's connivance to establish the Papists and Protestant strife, hence, but their cup of conception is brought to the test, and the coming of Orange is quite spoiled the jest. When Peterborough, noted for all that is ill, was urged by his wife to the making his will, at the hearing which words he did stare, foam, and roar, then broke out in cursing and called her a whore. And for 2 hours at least his tongue never ceased. He railed on religion and damned the poor priest, and his friends who had hoped to behold him expire are afraid by this bout they shall lose their desire. Young Salisbury, famed in this great expedition, not for going to war but obtaining commission. It's no mystery to me if his courage did fail, when the greatest of monarchs himself did turn tail. So that if he took flight when his betters by night, I am apt to believe the pert spark was it right. For the Papists this maxim do everywhere hold, to be forward in boasting and courage less bold. Nor should Ballas's powers in Arundel throng, but each in due place have his attributes sung. Yet since 'tis believed by this strange turn of times, they'll be called to account for their treasonable crimes. While the damned popish plot is not yet quite forgot, for which the Lord Stafford went justly to pot, and to their great comfort I'll make it appear that gave them their freedom themselves or not clear. WW's that friend to the bishops and laws, as the devil would have it, espoused the wrong cause. Now loathed by the commons and scorned by their peers, his patent for honor and peace is he tears. For the Britons are fooled, who the laws overruled, in next parliament each will be plaguely schooled. Then try if your cunning can find out a flaw to preserve you from judgment according to law. Sir Edward Hell's actions I shall not repeat, till by axe or by halter his life he complete. Penn's history shall be related by Lobb, who has ventured his neck for a snack in the job. All the priests and confessors with their dumb idol dressers shall meet that reward which is due to transgressors. And no Papist henceforth shall these kingdoms inherit, but Orange shall reap the reward of his merit.